shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And welcome. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch.
Yeah.
And we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. That was kind of a weak yeah, bud. You want to?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, man?
Yeah, but I bet either you or I ought to get a glass of water.
Exactly. All right, so coming up tonight, we're going to be talking with Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association about a proposed change in the traffic laws, specifically the sobriety test that is given to people if an officer of the law suspects them of having been drinking. And you well know that any officer can pull you over if they suspect that you're driving impaired and administer what is called a field sobriety test. There are a number of different elements to that field sobriety test, and we'll be talking with Bobby Dooley about that and about her proposal to change some of that test. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL, and we're online at philhendryshow.com. Right now, video cast on Phil TV and HD is up and running, and it's showing me sitting here in the studio in front of a number of slides that also show me only in more of a cartoon, caricature, psychedelic, and quite frankly, in some of these slides, I look dead. But all of those are a part of our video cast, as well as our El Pacifico shots from outside, the beautiful little film clips that Amanda Green has done for us. And we, of course, will bring you from the Internet any and all breaking news here on Phil TV and on the radio show. So join us over there at Phil TV and HD. After the show on Phil TV, we will have a Q&A. So please do join us if you're a Backstage Pass member. We will have a question and answer period after the show between 1 and 1:30. The story here that we are looking at and that Ms. Dooley and the Western Estates Homeowners Association has been looking at is a Florida woman in, I believe it is Jensen Beach, having been stopped by the Florida Highway Patrol and administered a field sobriety test, failed. She was given, among other many aspects of this test, the portion of that test where you close your eyes and you're either asked to touch your nose or you're asked to lean back. Not that I have any grand experience with field sobriety tests. It just so happens that I went online and I looked it up. And I also, quite frankly, have seen it administered. So let's get Bobby Dooley on the line from Western Estates, California. Bobby, we appreciate you being with us. How are you this evening?
Well, I'm doing really well, and we do appreciate you having us on.
And your husband Steve is there, right?
Yeah, Bill. How are you?
Very, very good. Now, I know that the two of you, in conjunction with Angels on Our Shoulders, which is a political action committee, you've been formulating or otherwise you've been sort of drawing up ideas on how to adjust or how to change the field sobriety test, just for the state of California?
Well, Phil, it would have to be for the state because I don't think there is any real, there's no real national uniform field sobriety test. Every state is different. The state of California is different slightly from, for instance, Florida, where this arrest took place. But they are similar in a couple of areas. And one is in that area that you're talking about, which is, it has to do with the ability, it's a neurological test, and has to do with sense of balance, equilibrium. It's an inner ear test, and we think is entirely unfair for a number of women for a lot of reasons.
Well, but notably, the main reason, as it was cited by this woman and is being cited by your organization, is the fact that women who are top-heavy, large-breasted, if you will, have a difficult time with balance.
Absolutely, and we've done, you know, we've done, I guess, as much as we can do in trying to educate the public to this. We've had women who are members of our organization speaking to different groups. We've had the police at a lot of our meetings, and we've tried to enlighten the police as to this problem. you call it top heavy, Phil. I think that's a very good description. But really, you know, when you get down to it, we have large breasts.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm saying that is because how do I put this?
Well, because there's a lot of women who don't.
Well, there are a lot of women who do not, and I think that causes a little bit of jealousy. A lot of them simply don't want to talk about it because they think it's silly.
All right, so in other words, when large-breasted women are asking for some change in how a law is worded or how a statute or regulation is worded, and when this request is coming from women with large breasts, you're not taken seriously.
No, I don't think we are. And it's mostly, I think, pushback from a lot of the women who, for whatever reason, feel insecure about their own physiognomy. And we're not here, Phil, to say, aren't we lucky we have large breasts? We're here to say that we suffer when we are stopped by the police. We're asked to get out of the car. We're given this field sobriety test. The test does not take into consideration how big our chest is. And we can't really, you know, bring this up in any reasonable or serious manner because some people think we're joking, you know?
Well, I can understand that, but I mean, if you're talking to adults.
Well, that's an Australian, you know, but it did take us a while.
We did have to break through a little bit. Some people think you're kidding, and again, we get pushback from the women who are not as large.
Well, you say you get pushback from women who are not as large. If you're talking to these women who are in your own organization, which is this kind of sort of political action organization that you have, and you say to them, we have a problem here with the field sobriety test in California and other places, does not take into consideration the fact that there are some women who have large chests, and therefore it's difficult for us to balance anyway, even if we were sober, is what you're saying, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so if you bring that to people in a serious and sober way, if you'll pardon the pun, then why wouldn't they take you seriously, regardless of whether or not you have larger breasts than them or...
You know something, Phil? The way you put it there, you would think that they would, but it is the nature of women to be a little petty.
Are you having a hard time, therefore, getting this pushed through in any meaningful way in Sacramento?
Both Sacramento and Tallahassee, Mr. Senator, because both states are where the effort being made right now. You know.
In both capitals, because again, you have to get the bill either in front of an influential committee member. You have to author it yourself and make sure that it is then seen by an influential committee member. You have to get meetings, and you have to really be relentless and just keep at it. And when you're asking people to change this statute so that we are protecting women with large breasts, they almost want to laugh at you. And a lot of the people who want to laugh at you are women.
I was going to ask you, are you getting most of your pushback from women or from men?
A lot of it from the women, because they, the men laugh too, because men are just, you know.
You know, a lot of the pushback is from women because they're, again, very childish about.
They're very insecure. Would you say that?
Yes. There is a childishness and an insecurity about women with large breasts asking for something in the legal field like this.
We're talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And this is an interesting topic. It's a topic having to do with field sobriety tests. And the field sobriety test, as you may or may not know, has a part of it that tests one's equilibrium. You have to close your eyes, touch your nose with your fingers while your head is leaning back. You have to walk on one leg. Ms. Dooley and others are saying that women who are large-breasted, who are top-heavy, have a hard time with this test. And I don't hear them saying that they're making much progress either in California or in Florida, because women with smaller chests are being petty and they don't think it's serious, and they'd rather not talk about it. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways we can go with this tonight, a lot of different kinds of phone calls or questions that you folks may have. We're going to continue here in a moment. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And we'll be back with Bobby and Steve Dooley in a minute here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
And it is the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Welcome back here. Phil Hendry here along with Bobby and Steve Dooley as we talk about a proposed law that would change the sobriety test, the field sobriety test, from being one that administers the equilibrium test, if you will, or this test of balance, to large-chested women. And I wanted to ask you, Bobby, before we get much further, what about men who are also muscular?
Well, Phil, we don't really think that that we don't think that that's operable, because generally when you have a man that is you know, large in the chest, large in the arms, he's generally very muscular in the legs. There isn't that lack of balance that we're talking about.
Okay, 877-876 Phil. Again, you are asking for a law change, and I don't think I've asked you specifically what that is before we get to our phone calls. What do you want?
Well, we're really asking that when a woman is top-heavy, which should be very evident to any of the officers, that she simply not be administered this equilibrium test.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number. Let's go to some phone calls, and we do have a couple of, I think, law enforcement people on the line. Here is James. Go ahead, James. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
Fine.
It's a pleasure to be on your show, and I just wanted to say that I've done many, many, many DUIs with women that have large chests, small chests, fat women, skinny women, and the size of your cleavage has nothing to do with the alcohol content in your system. And if you think, then if you say, well, I can't do that, then we can switch and go to another exercise that will keep your chest from being a factor and you able to balance or do a test.
It would kind of test are you going to give a large-chested woman to test her balance?
Sure you can. You can do the HGN test. That's an eye test. You can do the finger count test.
You got to tell us, what is an HGN test?
Everything he's talking about, Phil, is balance. And you still have the problem of being top heavy.
HGN has nothing to do with balance, ma'am. That's where you're wrong.
Well, if you're testing balance, let's stick with balance. What are the tests that you can give her that would not have anything to do with, let's say, body shape or size, that kind of thing?
HGN test.
You just went back to the HGN test, which you said had nothing to do with balance, right?
Then
get off of that, and you need to listen to me, James. Get off of that and stay with the tests that are about balance.
The reason why he's not doing it is he can't do it. There are none.
Okay.
Well,
let him
know.
Sure you can.
Okay. Well, what are they?
Heel to toe is one of them. That's a balance test. Finger to nose is another one.
But and you're also bending. When you're doing finger to nose, you're bending backwards, aren't you?
No, sir. No, sir, you're not at all. Your arms are extended out to your sides, your fingers pointed out, and your head is tilted back as far as it goes.
Well, that
has nothing to do with your chest.
Well, you just asked him, Phil, you bend backwards. He said no, and then he just said that, yes, you do. And that's what we're talking about.
No, you do not.
And we run into this all the time. We run into this all the time.
Well, what do you mean you run into this all the time?
Well, this is a police officer who I'm sure doesn't think it's a problem, but he doesn't know. Because he's not a woman.
Yes, I do, ma'am. I fully understand.
How do you pretend to know if you're not a woman with a large, if you'll pardon me saying,
because
a large chest?
I've put him in jail plenty of times, and I know that these standard field tests are directed and can be done by them. It's that simple. Unless they have a medical issue that keeps them from doing it. And having a big chest is not a medical issue.
Well, you know, Phil, this is what we're running up against. A lot of cops
all you're doing is looking for a way to get out of DUIs. You're probably an alcoholic, and you probably wait too
long. Well, you know something, and you're probably not a very good cop. And you're probably the kind of cop that, you know, may treat women with large chests in a criminal way.
Well, that was not necessary.
Well, he called me an alcoholic.
All right. Did James hang up? Yeah, he did. 877-876-PHIL. I don't know that I heard him call you an alcoholic. Let me go over here to Sharon, and we're talking here about large-chested women dealing with the balancing tests on the balancing aspect of a sobriety test. Go ahead, Sharon.
I was just wondering if you could create something that you could basically strap onto a person and first show the person, you know, like a normally built person doing these sobriety tests, where they're walking just on their own, and then you strap something on that assimilates, that, you know, makes it seem like they would be like that, that they're going to move different because they're built different, and then you do the same test with this weighted thing on them to just kind of prove your point.
Well, wait a minute. Can I say something, Phil?
Go ahead.
What are you talking about?
What if you were to create something that you basically, you know how they have fat suits? For lack of a better word, I hate to say it like that, you know, like a fat suit. But what if you were to create something that was all that you strapped onto a normal person's chest and you demonstrated it? This is the person
walking. You're not going to get people. No, you have to get them to just be interested in it.
Well, you could do it online, couldn't you?
Maybe in your world, I don't know, but in the real world.
Well, the lady's asking, can you do something
No, Phil, we have to first bring this in front of people. The law has to be given to them before they want to put on any fake breasts. I think what she's saying is you can prove this to people by simulating having a large chest.
Yes.
And you heard what this officer just said. He doesn't want to hear about it.
So don't go to the office.
So they don't even want to.
Don't make a YouTube video.
Let me ask you something, ma'am. How do you do that online? How's that done? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, she's gone. How do you do that online?
What I'm saying is people post YouTube videos all the time. And for example,
Let's forget about YouTube videos. I think, you know, we're into a problem here where people are coming up with ideas that they don't really. Yeah, there's all kinds of YouTube videos. Half of them if more than half are fake. I don't know that a YouTube video is going to convince anybody, first of all, and I don't know that they're going to think it's serious. They may think it's comic.
This is the kind of suggestion that you get from a woman that doesn't have this problem.
All right. Ms. Dooley, I don't think we have to assume people are against you. I think the lady is just suggesting.
We've heard these suggestions, and they're really not helpful.
All right. Anyway,
I'm trying to come at it from a scientific point of view.
I understand, but you can see that you're lacking basic understanding.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sharon, for your call. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. All right. So it is kind of a problem that I guess what she's saying is, you know, you got to kind of walk a mile in somebody's shoes.
You have to know what it's like to live every day with a very large chest. Not a lot of women do. And certainly no man knows that. So
All right, we'll be back. 877-876-PHIL is our number. 877-876-7445. We'll be back. The world-famous Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley on changing the sobriety test so that large-chested women don't have to take those balance tests because their large breasts make it impossible to do that. It's the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back. You're the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Bobby and Steve Dooley joining us tonight as we talk about field sobriety tests and how they may be difficult and how they may be unconstitutional when it comes to certain kinds of people. And, Bobby, you've been hearing people, we're talking about women with large breasts. This is all something that came about as the result of a woman in Florida, correct?
Well, no, not exactly, Phil, because there are a lot of girls in our political action committee, Steve.
Yeah, about three or four.
That have experienced that here in California. This young lady, by the way, was the first that I know of to actually take this into a civil litigation and to say essentially that she failed the physical part of the field sobriety test because of her large chest. And the fact that the police officer didn't really want to hear about that and instead administered the blood test, he never would have administered the blood test if she hadn't shown the equilibrium problem. And the equilibrium problem was from her chest.
All right. Well, I mean, I don't know how police officers...
No, that's what they do, Mr. Henry. They say... You know, if the lady showed that she was falling down, then they'll say we better do a test.
Yeah, if you fall down, if you show some kind of equilibrium problem, they're definitely going to administer a field sobriety test.
All right, or not a field sobriety test, you mean?
I mean a blood test.
All right, a blood test. So if you're not balanced properly, they're going to go ahead and then say, aha, there's a problem here. Let's get them on the breathalyzer.
Yeah, and they're getting on the breathalyzer to verify you're drunk.
Right. But they would never put you on the breathalyzer if you were not losing your balance. See, this is a constitutional issue, Phil, and that's why I think people really resist it. It's a constitutional issue.
Now, there was a lady that called here a moment ago, and she said there's a way of taking this to the legislature, either in Sacramento or Tallahassee or wherever, and saying, look, you know, here's how it affects us. You put on some kind of a jacket or vest or aid, some kind of a prosthetic aid that simulates having a large chest, and you demonstrate it, right?
Yeah, well, Phil, you could do that in front of a investigative committee, a subcommittee. Or you could use a woman with a large chest. What we're trying to do is at first get the legislation introduced. And you don't do one before the other. We're not going to go to Sacramento and say, you know, put on this fake prosthetic breast vest of some kind without first explaining to them what the problem is.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Now, you know, the law as it is, it requires a police officer to pull someone over if they think you're driving impaired. So already, when you get pulled over, the officer already has some suspicion, or at least he has some reason to think there's something wrong with the way you operate a motor vehicle.
Absolutely, Phil. And again, this is a part of what is really an ongoing. Steve, you, my husband put it very well.
It's like it's a prejudice.
It is. It is a sort of a prejudice against women who have these kinds of bodies, who are large-breasted, who have a body that a lot of women desire. So you you're up against individuals, people, who are going to drag their feet or who don't understand. That's why we say it is a constitutional issue.
When you call this a constitutional issue, what do you mean? Are you saying that there...
Well, there are, first of all, the right to search and seizure, we think, is square in the middle of this. If I have large breasts, which I do, I am going to be treated in a much more insensitive and unconstitutional way, because no one will be taking into consideration my body. And as a result of that, Phil, I will be treated in a way that does not take into consideration.
Almost like having a handicap. It's not a handicap.
Yeah, that doesn't take into consideration what my physical limitations are.
Why is that search and seizure?
It's not really. It's like black.
It's more about if I was black.
It's more about if you were black, meaning it's discrimination based upon body type.
Yeah, it's more of a discrimination, like if you're Asian or a black.
If you have large breasts.
So you're not saying you're a minority, are you? If you guys wanted to put this into qualify it or actually categorize it, it would be almost, and I'm not saying that you are disabled, but it's almost like a disability.
Well, no, it's not a disability, I can assure you.
No, you can't call it a disability because there's too many other women out there that wish that they was like.
No, I'm not going to call it a disability, but it's like a limitation that someone with a disability would have. It's like saying, I can't do that because my body won't allow me to do that. If you have to have a wheelchair ramp because I can't get up some steps, if you have to have restroom stalls that need to have more space because you have to have room for the wheelchair, and so on. We know from experience, elevators are the same way. We know from experience that certain people have certain challenges physically, and so we have to change things to accommodate them. Don't you think that that is similar?
I don't want to be considered. Are you saying that I'm like someone who's in a wheelchair?
Yeah, that's ridiculous, Mr. Henry.
No, I'm not saying that. No, Ms. Dooley, nobody's going to mistake someone, a woman with large breasts, as having a handicap or some kind of terrible physical condition that people feel sorry for. You know what I mean. Everybody is. It is an aspect of a woman's beauty that some people, and not all of us, I will tell you, think is very desirable. However, what you're saying is that desirable aspect of a woman's physicality actually limits her as much as somebody with a handicap.
Well, again, you're using the word handicap.
Yeah, we can't use that word because it makes my wife sound as if she has, something that's like a fake breast, you know?
No, Mr. Dooley, you guys are focusing on something that you shouldn't focus on. And
well, either way, Phil, we don't really want to go down that road. What we simply want to say is this. My constitutional rights have been violated by Florida and California because I have large breasts, and they make me take the field sobriety test that forces me to balance, and I can't. And there's no need to go into, disability. I think that's very insulting.
And Ms. Dooley, I'm not saying you have a disability.
No, I know that.
What you're just saying, it sounds like you had a mastectomy.
It does. It sounds as if the breasts that I'm dealing with are reconstructed. And I can assure you that is not the case.
What difference does it make?
I can assure you I don't have reconstructed breasts.
But yeah, but what difference does it make if we're talking about your access to... having your access or at least your ability to take a field sobriety test and not flunk it because of a physical limitation.
It's not a limitation.
It's not a limitation. I have real breasts. They're not...
All right. I'm not saying that you don't. I'm saying, you know, well, I'll tell you what we'll do is take a break so we can, because I may want to talk to you guys off the air to explain this. I'm not saying you got a disability. I'm saying that it is a physical limitation similar to what people with disabilities have, that perhaps the law could be changed based on that. World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Back with Bobby and Steve Dooley in just a moment.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show.
Hey, welcome back. You're the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Bobby and Steve Dooley joining us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, as well as the Angels on Our Shoulders Political Action Committee. Ms. Dooley is discussing a proposed change in the field sobriety test, which, of course, is just inclusive is the breathalyzer. We're not saying the field sobriety test is a breathalyzer. Field sobriety test, Ms. Dooley, as I understand it, or all of these other physical tests?
Well, yes, the field sobriety test is a basic test of one's the neural pathways from the brain to the body. Can you balance? Does your body respond to commands from the brain and so forth? And they are neurological in nature, and they can tell the police officer if he's well trained.
Well, what do you say, well trained?
Well, I just don't think those police officers in Florida understood what that woman said. She has a very large chest. I have a very large chest. All you have to do is say those words to, God forbid, a female officer, and you're in trouble.
Yeah, we got a lot of problems with the female officers. Right away.
Well, what are the female officers doing?
They see you when you get out of the car, and they immediately, some of them, will cop an attitude about your chest is bigger than theirs or something like that.
What about the male officers?
Well, the male officers are distracted.
The male officers will be distracted, and there's nothing you can really say to them and say, you know, my balance is affected. Some of them will snicker.
Yeah, but we've talked to at least one officer here tonight who was very professional.
Well, absolutely, Phil. And those are the ones that you hope would understand.
All right. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. Let me go to a phone call. We have William. Go ahead, William. You're on with Bobby and Steve Dooley. William, you're on, man.
Oh, hey. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I'm listening to your show on the radio, and you know, it really seems like this is a case almost of semantics. It's like, I don't know what you might have said to this lady off the air, but it seems as though I'm just being completely lost in whatever case she's presenting.
Okay, William, why don't you do me a favor, and instead of going all over the road here, you were talking about Wisconsin over the age of 70, blah blah blah. Do you remember that?
I'm sorry. No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, thanks for calling us, though. Poor man. He must have some sort of... he was saying that in the state of Wisconsin, people over 70 are not given sobriety tests.
Well, there again, Phil, that's a problem. I don't want, and no woman with large breasts wants to be identified with elderly people who obviously may have some damage to their nervous system. You know,
yeah, or anybody like got a muscular dystrophy or something.
Right. That's attempting to put women with large breasts in a category of having a physical spastic motion.
Well, I don't know that that's the case. You know.
Yeah, but you know what we're saying, Mr. Henry.
No, I don't know that that's the case at all. I think what you're reacting to that whole situation vis-a-vis the handicap thing, and I'm just not going there with you guys. Okay, here is Chris. Chris, you're on the. Let's see. Chris, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir. Chris? Okay. 877-877-876-PHIL. Here is 877-876-PHIL. And we're talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley here about the field sobriety tests that include for men, for women, the balancing. And if you're a large-breasted woman, it's something you can't do. Bobby, before we let you guys go, I would ask you, do you have a website or an address or something that people can contact?
Well, right now, Phil, what we're attempting to do is screen a lot of women. We want women the best that we possibly can. We want women who are conforming to the physical parameters. We want women who do have the large breasts, women who understand what we're up against. We appreciate the input of women who are small-chested, but unfortunately, they don't really know the experience, and we get into an awful lot of conversations with them where they want to, it's almost like a wannabe thing, right, Steve?
Yeah, there's a wannabe when a woman with small chest.
What do you mean, wannabe?
Well, a lot of women with small chests want to talk about what it's like and talk about breast enhancement. And we are women, by the way, Phil, that don't have false or fake or enhanced breasts. We have natural breasts, and they're really big. And as a result, they cause us problems.
So you've got women with small chests that are trying to join your organization and do what?
Well, they just want to, you know, they want to be with big chests.
Yeah, they are. They're very much wannabes, and they also don't understand the issue, and that is a difficult thing to deal with. So all we're saying is this. If you want to help us, you need to be a woman with a large chest. You need to be a woman that is serious about helping us change this law. And we'd rather not have female police officers because we may run into them out there, and they get into the whole jealousy thing, too.
Well, I mean, if you've got female police officers that are out on the highways dealing with this problem and they want to join your organization, they would want to help you.
Yeah, they want to help you, but they also they get resentful when they see it.
Yeah, they may be in our organization, but once they pull us over, you know, then they look us up and down. And suddenly they're seeing what they're missing, you know.
All right. Well, the best of luck to you guys. And I don't know whether, you know, I had a guy say to me, what about the, for instance, what about the physical testing of groups of women? What about focus groups? What about research? And then you put this all together and you take this in front of a legislature.
Well, what about it?
Yeah, we're on your show trying to get this done on a bunch of women.
What do you want us to do, parade a lot of large-chested women in front of the...
Well, he's just saying if you have your statistics and you have your information down, you know, it's a lot easier.
No, I don't think so, Phil. This is a pretty easy problem to understand.
All right. Well, Bobby and Steve Dooley, thank you very much, and the best of luck to you. And, you know, I can only say it sounds like it's going to be a long, hard road.
Well, Phil, again, if people look at us like we're freaks, then we do have a problem, but we're not freaks. We have something that women want. Big, fat.
Okay. Did you? Yeah, you dumped that?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, women want what you got, Ms. Dooley, as in the large breasts. You don't have to get that graphic. And also, you do have a long, hard road, because I'm telling you, if they deal with this at any level at all, they're going to deal with it as a... Not like it's a disability, but they'll be coming at it from the same place. They're going to be saying, this is a physical limitation, and we are going to have to change the sobriety test. I don't think they're going to do it, because I just heard these police officers saying that they don't see other women having this problem. There's ways of getting around those physical tests. You know, you can go and have the breathalyzer.
What are you talking about, having a breathalyzer without taking a test?
Well, yeah, they talked about having a breathalyzer without taking the test because you don't have to take those physical tests. You can go straight to the breathalyzer. You can go straight to the blood test. you know.
Yeah, what's the point though? I mean, if you got a big boob, and the boob made you fall over.
Yeah, what do you do with that?
If you've got big boobs and the boob made you fall over.
Well, what are you laughing about?
Well, what are you talking about, man? All right, so.
Then you're going to want to have a breathalyzer.
Yeah, you probably will, because you want to say to the cop, look, man, I've got a balance problem, you know.
But it ain't going to be you.
Huh?
It's not going to be you.
No, I know it's not going to be me.
Yeah, so why are you going, hey, look, man.
I'm pretending like I'm the woman, okay? And I'm not going to do a female voice. The woman's going to say to the cop, hey, officer, what I'd like to do is...
Well, she's not going to put her hands out like that because that'll show more of the boob.
Will you shut up and let me finish? She'll say, take me to the breathalyzer. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. I don't want these stinking tests. That's the end of that problem. Thank you. World famous... God, bud. World famous Phil Hendry's... If the boob makes you fall over...
Well, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, uh-huh. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445. Wow.
Big, fat, large, swinging.
Phil Hendry.